Extract zero.
Are you getting enough protein? The question provides its own answer. If you are worrying about the amount of protein in your diet, then you are almost certainly eating more than enough. This is the paradox of our new protein obsession. For many people, protein has become a kind of secular unction. It instantly anoints any food with an aura of health and goodness. Anxiety about protein is one of the things that drives a person to drink a flask of vitamin-padded beige slurry and call it lunch.
Extract 1.
You merely need to visit a Western supermarket today to see that many people regard protein as some kind of universal elixir, one food companies are profitably adding to anything they can. When the box says protein, shoppers say, "I'll take it," was the headline of a 2013 article in the Wall Street Journal.
Extract 2.
In a way, there's nothing strange in the fact that we see protein as valuable, because it is. Along with fat and carbohydrate, it is one of the three basic macronutrients, and arguably the most important. We could survive without carbohydrates, but fat and protein are essential. Protein is the only macronutrient to contain nitrogen, without which we cannot grow or reproduce.
Extract 3.
So the puzzle is not that we should crave protein, but that our protein anxiety has become so acute at a time when the average person in developed countries has a surfeit of protein in their diet, at least according to official guidelines, which recommend a minimum 0.8 grams of protein a day per kilogram of body weight.
Extract 4.
When we seek out extra protein to sprinkle over our diets, most of us in rich countries are fixating on a problem that doesn't exist, said David L. Katz, an American doctor and public health scholar who is the director of the Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center. In his latest book, The Truth About Food, Katz notes that while the mythology of protein tends to propagate the notion that more is better, there are serious concerns that a very high protein intake over a lifetime can result in harm to the liver, kidneys, and skeleton.
Extract 5.
The current protein mania has partly come about because so many people now regard carbohydrates or fats, and sometimes both, with suspicion. In the current nutrition wars, protein has emerged as the last macronutrient left standing. But the whole macronutrient fixation is a boondoggle that has been calamitous for public health, Katz told me. First, they told us to cut fat, but instead of whole grains and lentils, we ate low-fat junk food. Then food marketers heard the message about cutting carbs and sold us protein-enriched junk foods instead. When we talk about protein, said Katz, we are dissociating the nutrient from its food source. And yet still we try to get more protein. In this world of abundance, humans seem to be on an eternal quest for the one safe substance that we can consume in limitless quantities without gaining weight. Such is the appeal of Diet Coke.
Extract 6.
Our protein anxiety drives us to take diets already high in meats, soya, sugars and ultra-processed foods and dose them with yet more meats, soya, sugary bars and ultra-processed foods because they are marketed to us as protein, even though many of these products are not even particularly high in protein. There is something paradoxical about our collective protein worship. When we pay good money for protein-enhanced food, we hope it will lead us to better health, however that is defined. Yet our single-minded pursuit of protein as a disembodied nutrient whose presence trumps all other considerations can lead us to behave as if we have forgotten everything we knew about food.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas.